My guest on Book Notes this month is the New York Times bestselling author of The Cook-Up and The Beast Side. This is Dee Watkins, whose newest book has just been put out by Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. This is called We Speak for Ourselves, A Word from Forgotten Black America. Dee, it's so great to welcome you back. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So who is your audience for a book like this?
So I hate subtitles, you know, because I think it puts the whole idea of the book into a box. But for me, the audience is for everyone who wants to make a difference. Anybody who's thinking about getting out there and trying to make a difference, they need to be working, or more people need to try to work with direct people versus like big voices and big functions and all of that. So it's anybody who wants to make a difference.
I was struck by the comment that April Ryan made. Watkins' latest work shows the black community is not a monolith. We are a diverse and proud community. And I think that's kind of what you're saying, right? It needs to be not only the talking heads, but actually the people on the ground who are part of this conversation.
A lot of talking heads sometimes are too busy being talking heads, so they're not really having those interactions with the people who they're supposed to be talking for. And there's a history of that in this country, and there's also like a history of a lot of things not being done. So it's time for us to try to change the plan.
So I know that you come from the East Side. I know that you still live there. You are also part of the world of academe as a lecturer, and you write for some high-profile organizations. How do you bridge those gaps?
As being myself, and like, you know, I know it sounds simple and kind of cliche, but what I am and who I am, some places really adapt to it and they like it a lot, and then some places don't. You know, I've been in situations and spaces before where people wanted me to write in a certain way or try to take on ideas that are not my own, and I had to say no, and, you know, it's hurt me and it's helped me as well. But I feel comfortable being myself, and I can look in the mirror. So it's like I don't have to walk these strange lines. I just have to wake up in the morning and just be the best Dee Watkins I can be.
So the book has been out for a month or so, and I know you're doing, you know, anything up to two events a day. How are you feeling about the response to the book? Is this what you had in mind?
Yeah, I've been getting really, really, really good feedback. I've been having some really serious conversations. Some really smart people challenged me in some ways that made me a better person. And it's been good. But most importantly, the kids, I just gave away 1,000 copies to Baltimore City Public School students, and they love it. Like I get messages and emails and tweets every day on like how they're so happy that this is a part of my body of work and I work for them. So as long as they love it and I can go home, I'm good.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Dee Watkins, and his newest book, We Speak for Ourselves, with the subtitle A Word from Forgotten Black America, has been put out by Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. You can find out more on the simonandschuster.com website. Dee, thank you so much for the really great work that you do.
Thank you.